I've thought of different ways of getting out of here, moving away without having to get up here and tell you any stories of what God's done to me and how I was going to just walk right out of here and keep God's good news to myself. And if you could pray with me to help me to let God get these words out. Heavenly Father, I ask you again to just help me to speak the words you have me to speak, to show people who you are. And then just to explain the life I've had. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
The title, if it was called a sermon, would be The Things I've Seen. And I don't know if it comes from age or just taking on a new adventure in life, but God has been showing me this movie of all the things he's done for me. A walk that I started, that I've kept to myself, that only I could see. Hopefully today I can give you a small picture of some of the things God has shown me. And if I were to write a sermon on who God is to me, I'd tell about how walking with God requires changes in me. How I have to be accountable for my actions. That can cover a whole lot of different areas of life. It may all come down to how I treat others. But the changes don't stop. God, with God, changes are how we grow closer to Him. If I were to write another sermon on who God is to me, I'd tell about the people God has shown me. Because time after time, He has had someone there for me. God has also shown me that He has people in this world that are help us along our walk. And if I am one of those people, I must accept people are where they are at. To allow God to change them is what God asks. I'm not here to tell you what you can or cannot do. God does that. God has shown me, no matter how far this life can take you away from Him, there's always a way back.
Amen.
Because He did it in me. And if I were to write another sermon, but I do not write, I would tell you about the struggles in the life of me and how God has carried me time after time. I left that area where I could tell you things about just the things God has given me in life when all I had to do was follow. From a new person to a occupation that was just a dream. To family. And the love they've shown me. has gotten me through some tough times. And I thank God for that. And if I were to write another sermon about who God is to me, I would talk about how God requires forgiveness in me. A level of forgiveness that only God supplies.
Amen. Amen.
Forgiveness of ourselves for failures. Forgiveness of others because God gave them a mind of their own. Even when you know you were right and you have a good reason not to forgive, God asks us to forgive.
Amen. Amen.
With an eraser to blot it out like it never happened. Because unforgiveness can cause us interference in our walk. It can put you in neutral. But forgiveness can set you free. If I were to write a sermon on who God is to me, I'd tell about the different levels of love God has shown me. I've always been interested in that word love and what it was all about. It's one of the greatest things I've known. Thanks to God. He has all different levels of love for us to see. And it's all up to us which ones we want to try. Love of friends, love of family, love of a wife, of children, of grandchildren. They're all gifts from God. And just the different levels of love God shows us of who he is and where he brings us from. And if I were to write another sermon of who God is to me, I'd tell about this church that God has shown me, where God works. Prayers are answered. Miracles happen. And you can hear angels sing. A place to call home. A safe place to return to after a storm. To start your journey over when you could have been gone. And I figured I knew something about prayer, since we're doing prayer, I should be able to tell you about it. In prayer, I've seen that with just one answered prayer, God can change a lifetime.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever thought about prayer in this way? For me, if it was only the one prayer God ever answered, it would have been enough. But included in that answered prayer can be the start of a walk. A walk with God. The prayer God answered for me was such a life-altering event that I knew I was changed. You don't know how, you don't know why, but you agree to walk. A new journey, not knowing where it will take you, but you have an interest in finding out who God is. I was in my 20s when I asked God to take alcohol from me. That is the day God became very real to me, when he answered my prayer instantly. That is where my movie starts. That's what always has kept me looking for more of who God is. And the thought of that first answered prayer is what gets me through some hard times I've had. God says he will take care of you. It's very true. So along this journey, there has been a lot of changes to have had to take place, most all of them in me. Some easier than others, but they've all brought me closer to God through prayer. I felt like I was alone sometimes in this process. My life had changed in a moment. Not sure anyone in my family thought I would ever change. All the friends I had were doing things I didn't want to do anymore. It was a strange time, but God brings us through. I ended up getting an apprenticeship job at a architectural woodworking shop in Albany. I had been working on wood projects all my life. Now God has shown me a place where you could do it for a living. I loved this place and the things they would make. After 4 years, I started getting thoughts of doing this on my own. I would pray to God and talk to him about it mostly. And eventually he gave me enough courage to start one on my own. The only part of it I was good at was making the stuff. Everything else about business was all new to me. Maybe another answered prayers with all kinds of new things to learn about business and myself. It must have been another answered prayer because I really enjoyed the work I do. So to sum this all up, I've come to know God by trying to walk with him through life. I was never really involved in a church until I got here, which started another learning process. About who God really is. Where the things I've learned have made God even more real. In a world where there's not a whole lot of truth, God's truths are true. Amen. His truths are real. Amen. It has been almost 30 years since God answered that prayer.
Amen.
I haven't done anything perfect yet. What I can tell you is God supplied me with a life. From one answered prayer to another, God has given me an occupation and then a wife, one of the greatest gifts and journeys I've had. If God says you're going, again, God says you're going to have to make some changes to make this work. And again, we grow. Children. I really didn't have anything to do with them. I don't know how God worked all this out, but I have kids now. What I know is I enjoy spending the time I spend with them. I'm glad they've accepted me into their lives to be part of their family, to have more people to love. And grandchildren, I don't even know where to go with that one, but just amazing. And then a new journey that would someday come, like the closing of a chapter in a book. God has shown me a movie to look back over to let me know everything will be all right. That I can have a confidence in what we are doing because of what God has already done.
Amen. Amen.
And I can tell you story after story of how God has done things for me in my life, but it hasn't all been easy. Sometimes we struggle. But we got to know there's always a way back.
Amen.
There's always a way back.
Amen.
To a life that I would call, I don't know what, I'm completely satisfied with the life God has shown me. Because God is great, good, wonderful. Even when we're not. If that's too short of a sermon, but I can keep going. I see the place we're moving to be where God wants us. Where I get to spend time with family and grandchildren. And I look forward to running around and playing with them. I have a ball. I look forward to seeing what God has in store for us there. Because actually, we don't actually know what we're going to do. So basically, I'm telling you, God says what he says, and he means what he says, and it'll all work out if you follow him.
Amen.
Even through the struggles, some of them struggles bring you the closest I've ever been. Well, I just wanted to thank God today for all he's given me. All the love you've shown, the people he's put in my life, the family that I have. I just thank God. Amen.
Please turn to hymn number 44. Shall we stand?
In the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever, glory be to him who can keep you from falling and bring you safe to his glorious presence, innocent and happy. To God, the only God who saves us through Jesus Christ our Lord, be the glory, majesty, authority, and power which he had before time began, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Dismiss us, Lord, with blessings.